In Iraq, authorities say they're revoking the license of an American security firm after a shooting in Baghdad yesterday that left several civilians dead. Officials from Iraq's Interior Ministry say guards from Blackwater, USA, opened fire yesterday when an explosion occurred near a State Department motorcade in Baghdad. This is the latest in a series of violent incidents involving Blackwater in Iraq. And joining me now is Steve Fanaru from The Washington Post, who covers Blackwater. And Steve, tell us more, first of all, what happened yesterday.
Well, it's still pretty sketchy. It seems that the Blackwater convoy was traveling through Mansour in western Baghdad and came under attack. Shots were fired in response to that attack, and several civilians were killed. The Iraqi government has said that Blackwater personnel fired indiscriminately and may be trying to press criminal action. The State Department only said that there had been an attack and that the company responded.
This is not the first time, obviously, that Blackwater and other security firms have come under criticism for excessive use of force.
No, it's not. And Blackwater, in fact, was involved in an incident at the end of May. They were actually involved in two incidents on consecutive days. One of their teams fired on a civilian vehicle outside the Ministry of Interior and killed a driver. The Blackwater team later told the State Department that the car had come too close, that they had fired warning shots, that the car failed to stop, and they ended up taking lethal action. The Iraqi government at the time said that some witnesses said that the shooting was unprovoked, and it led to essentially an armed standoff in the middle of Baghdad between Iraqi Ministry of Interior commandos and Blackwater until the State Department came and intervened and basically separated the two parties and announced that they would be conducting an investigation. Now, it's never been disclosed what became of that investigation. And then in the second incident, a Blackwater team was moving through a congested area in downtown Baghdad, came under attack, opened fire, and it led to a huge confrontation in the middle of Baghdad between not only Blackwater security contractors, but also the U.S. military and other State Department personnel.
So when the Iraqi authorities say they're revoking the license, what does that mean? Is Blackwater going to be kicked out of the country?
It's not clear to me that Blackwater even has a license to operate in Iraq. I know that they had a license in 2005. They applied for one and received it through the Ministry of Interior, but that license had lapsed, and Iraqi authorities had said that they had not applied for a new one and were operating without a license. It's also unclear whether they even have the authority to kick them out of the country. Among other things, the Coalition Provisional Authority, the former U.S. occupation government, in 2004 passed an order that essentially granted immunity to all contractors operating in Iraq under Iraqi law, meaning that they can't be prosecuted under Iraqi law. And so it's really not entirely clear what action the Iraqi authorities could take. But on the other hand, one question I have is that if the Iraqis are saying that they no longer want Blackwater to operate in Iraq, what action will the State Department take to comply or not comply with that order?
Well, presumably Blackwater and the other private security firms are doing jobs that if they weren't doing them, the troops would have to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's their main purpose in Iraq. No one really knows, but there's something like 20,000 to as many as 50,000 private security contractors operating in Iraq, and they perform all kinds of different functions. Now, Blackwater is under a State Department contract, which varies in many ways from companies that are under military contracts. Their primary function in Iraq is to provide diplomatic security to people operating for the United States government, most prominently the American ambassador. So if Blackwater were suddenly removed from the equation in Iraq, it would be a large issue for the American government to deal with.
That's Steve Fanaru of The Washington Post. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thank you.